Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Forever Dog.
Ooh, ouch. Ooh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Ooh.
Don't need no hateration or scalderation.
Ooh.
Ain't need no scalderation. In this preparation, steameration.
Welcome back, one and all, for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
Hot Goss.
This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the dree drams. Let's get into some
hot
It is especially hot today. The goss is really Piperella Scaldrington.
The goss is totally hot.
How hot is your goss?
Your goss. The goss is totally hot. How sissy are your sisters? We got 13 new ones.
Girl, season 13 is here.
The
Sheagle has landed.
The Sheagle has landed. And I think she left a little something on my shoulder. Oof. The girls in these pastel pinup looks, I feel like everybody won. But the LA girls are serving.
The level of drag excellence in this season, far too much.
They're dragoonzled. Vidget shot the promo. It's very like Franz, like color story, like Franz Zoni, or however you say his name, the photographer who does like everybody now. That like muted pastel gorgeousness. I love it. I'm obsessed.
We love. I can't, like, I'm looking, I'm just
Find
really getting into, there's so many details to get into with the new RuPaul's Drag Race season 13, Divas and Dolls. Any standout favorites of yours as far as the looks go?
Well,
looks?
I always have to give my props to Howie because Howie made Simone's look, and Simone looks sickening. Mm. Boots.
Mm.
Simone is serving it with hair, with jewelry, with gold, with a grill. Like, she's sparkling from everywhere she could sparkle, and she's doing it. They put her center for a reason, baby, let me tell you. Cade on the end with all of Bed Bath and Beyonce, this ruffles and the coats, and then, oh look, I'm an alien too. That moment, Miss Candy Muse sitting alone on her green marshmallow, sitting alone on her green marshmallow, sitting alone on her green marshmallow, sitting. Totally seated.
Honey,
Rosé in the pink.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I had to look twice at that because I was like, who is that hooker in the pink and why do I need that look?
Yeah.
Like, the legging boot Balenciaga moment. Like, honestly, all the girls should be very proud of themselves for these looks. I mean, yeah for sure.
Definitely. And it's always such an exciting moment, the cast announce day. I mean, it gives us the promise of a new season, the promise of a new day.
The Sheagle's calling and it's calling their name.
all the
shade
all
is
the,
calling, bringing
right.
change.
all the fun and the possibilities that comes with a new season of Drag Race. We love to see it. It's very inspiring. And I want to welcome all of these divas into the family. We are a huge sisterhood and a huge sorority. And, you know, Mother RuPaul, she just won't hit menopause. She keeps popping out children every single year. And I am here for it. I'm very grateful. I love to see it. And a huge welcome to all the season 13 duals.
This litter is not for the shitter. All of these girls look like keepers. Yeah, gorgeous, 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 gorgeous.
Yes.
Did you hear that the first COVID-19 vaccines were given out in the United Kingdom this week? Like, people are started getting them, or are these the trial guinea pig people first?
No, they're actual vaccines.
Oh, so all the Trialicia people, they were good?
The Trialicia people were good, and the vaccine got approved, and the first woman they gave it to, she was in her 90s. They're doing, like, older populations and first responders first, because they're most
that makes sense.
Yeah,
maybe that means we'll be able to work in England before we work in America.
I mean, like, tea
probably.
Book me now. Will and Belli bookings at willandbelli.com. No, I don't think that's a real email.
Girl, we've been getting some emails. I've been getting a lot of emails about about, honestly, a girl was talking shit about me, and she said that I took her powder and threw it on
the... you saw my post? Oh,
I got
else.
Your letter from your management. I don't care.
Wait, tell me about this. Break this down for me.
Okay, so I've been getting a lot of messages, and people have been wondering, they say, is this stuff true? Alona Verley apparently had a train breakdown, and so she decided to do some answer me questions things. And someone asked her, what was your first time meeting Rue like? And then she's like, okay, I read this as meeting a Rue girl, LOL. I've never met RuPaul. But she went on to say her first time meeting a Rue girl, she says it was Willem.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
She was a fucking terror, LOL. She threw my powder on the floor because she asked the girls in the back for powder and I offered her mine, but it wasn't the type she liked. I literally had no money to replace it for 2 weeks because I was poor as fuck, so I couldn't do drag till I was able to replace it. I was 19 and it was my fifth time ever performing. That's what she just said. So, Nancy Drew, who, Carmen Sandiego, she will get at it. I did the math. She said she was 19. She's 25 now. That means it was 6 years ago. That means okay. It was Vancouver, probably, somewhere Canada. I looked through all my Canada gigs. Most of them were through Tommy D. So I texted him, how you doing? What's up? I was like, was this girl booked that night? Because I don't remember acting like this ever. Why would I? Never. Like, and if it was for a joke for some reason, which I don't remember, and I think I would because I've only blacked out once in my life, I would, if I saw something broke, I would obviously pay for it. Like, I paid for phones at DragCon when I broke them. Like, immediately. Like, a cracked corner because I dropped someone's while we were selfieing. I paid for it out of merch money immediately. I don't know why I would do this. And B, I never have to powder. I've been on Accutane 3 times. I don't powder at the club. I remember what I was wearing that night. It was like a purple Marco Marco dress with like sunglasses. Why would I be powdering if I had sunglasses on? I obviously didn't care about my face. And like a wig that was huge and frizzle frazzle. Like, I would like to talk to the other girls from this night because I was there judging a contest like at Celebrities, which is their nightclub there. And Alona was there.
Maybe, like, we should get her on the podcast.
Yeah,
because it's usually best to go straight to the person and talk it out.
Well, I really doubt that this was true. And any girls that were there, I would love to talk to you. I would love to talk to any other girls that were there. Because why would someone let that fly? And Tommy D said, you know what? If that happened, I probably would have heard about it, considering he was walking around with me most of the night. You know, like, they never let you alone in a club usually. You're always with somebody. So he said he didn't remember it. I don't remember it. But if she wants to talk all this stuff about it, I would love to resolve it too, because this is atrocious if I actually did this, which I have 100% certainty I did not do. I did not do it. I don't borrow girls' powder. I'm not Shanita. I always have a safety pin, a bobby pin, everything I need at the club, a condom, a lip touch up, if that. But like, honestly, you know my mug. My mug does not move.
That is a lie. I know you don't use condoms. How dare you lie on this podcast? I'm just kidding.
They make great hair ties.
Use it as a cock ring. You do that old trick. Now, this is, you know, I would like to have Alona on. I think we should reach out to her, Dipper. Because if you're willing to do that, Willem, because
that's why I brought it up. Like, who says this? And then Jake Anse posts it, and then all these other people, all the comments in the Jake Anse, you would think I am currently in blackface making fun of trans people Eating with Hitler, by the way they're talking about me. Like, he's horrible. He's rotten. He did New Year's Eve last year, and he only did one song, and then he left. It's like, I did what they told me to do. Like, all of this, these comments, they're great. Do you mind if I read you a couple? She says, this screams okay. Willem. Willem is so problematic. Willem will probably say, yep, Benna, do it again. Maybe I was trying to get a loner to quit drag. I don't know. But
listen to... Well, you know what I'm going to tell you is what? You need to stay out of that damn comment section. It's one thing if a Rue girl says something directly about you, which is what happened. That's why it was brought to your attention. But but delving into this person saying that and that person saying this is not any of your business.
I mean, the good thing is there are people that saying she was terrible at this meet and greet. She was doing her nails and she didn't pay attention to me. And then there are the couple others who were like, I had a different experience, blah, blah, blah. But like, I know how I act in a dressing room. I'm always the girl to give like lighters out, stickers, talk. Like I like to get ready with the other girls. I would never do anything to alienate another girl. Like, I don't know why Yeah, never mind. But yeah, I would love to talk to Miss Alona. That would be wonderful.
Alona in the VIP.
Mm-hmm.
In other more hopeful news, Race Chaser I saw popping up on so many Spotify 2020 wrap-up lists.
We thank you.
Everyone for listening, binging, re-listening. Some people listen to fucking 8 episodes in one day. Very Us at Burning Man type of tease.
Very.
We worship you, Race Chasers. We thank you so much for making our podcast what it is. So we thank you very much.
Dipper, can I put one more thing in that long diatribe? Because, like, please do. Honestly, I was reading my book, The Promised Land. Or a promised land. And I'm not comparing myself to my favorite president, Obama, right now. But in his book, he was told that running for president from like the campaign and everything, his press guy told him, the quote was, his name was Gibbs. He said, the press would be merciless in its scrutiny, a nonstop colonoscopy. That's what sometimes it feels like signing on the internet with like shit like this Alona stuff. And like whenever someone wants to bring up like mistakes that I made a decade ago, like anytime something happens, she's horrible. She did this, which I get. I am horrible, but I'm trying to be better. But like that nonstop colonoscopy thing that encapsulated for me. And everybody get A Promised Land. It's such a good fucking book.
I thought you would enjoy a nonstop colonoscopy.
Because it's unpaid camera work, honestly.
Right. Yeah, it's not union.
If there's screen time honestly. And they're taking my photo, Dolly Levi, you can't take my photo.
I will sue the fool.
I will sue the fool.
I won't see my inside intestines pictures showing up anywhere on the news. I will sue the fool. Why don't we go ahead and take a quick break and we'll be right back. Are back.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Ding dong.
Dong.
That is what I like to see. Perfect symmetry, precision.
Girl, do you know how easy it is to get on that show? All they wanted was one picture of them in drag, not even a video. The audition requirements.
Well, I bet it'll get more difficult as it goes on because I think the show was a big success.
Yeah, I think the show was great too. I want to know about this mini doc in the know. .com
Oh yeah,
that you're in. You did a documentary.
Well, I mean, it was an 18 hour day of shooting that boiled down to a 6 minute video clip. But the 6 minutes is a very nice video clip, and it showed it documented the getting ready and doing the LA drive-in show. So it was at a really like weird time in drag, and it was really fun to do and fun to shoot. You can go to intheknow.com and you can watch it. It's cute. I love that.
Like a day in the life, like get ready for your big show type of thing.
Very that, you know, where I'm coming from with drag, and you know, we love to see it.
Very that.
In tattoos.
I don't know what you mean. I, you know.
Oh, are you an inked beauty?
if some people perceive me as having tattoos, maybe I cover them at other times.
Oh yeah, if possible. Veneno, Daniela, she covers them.
Girl, I know.
Girl, oh, and gosh. we got everybody, if you're not watching Veneno, watch it. There's 6 episodes up now. It's sickening, you guys. Sickening.
We worship. We absolutely worship. Someone else who we worship, who passed away this week, Natalie Dissell Reed, who was the star of BAPS alongside Halle Berry. She passed away. She will be missed. She was in other things too, right?
She was one of the stepsisters in the Whitney Brandy Cinderella.
Yes.
I was lucky enough to meet her. My aunt directed the sitcom Eve a lot, and I was on it real quick as a waiter for one episode, and she was really nice, really funny. What a loss. Yeah. Really sad. So funny. Watch BAPS and
yeah,
think of her.
So yeah, absolutely. She's really, really fabulous in that film. And she will definitely
deep
be
salute, Natalie Dissell. Thank you
salute.
For all the laughs, gal.
Yes. So before we get political, we just want to round up what's happening with Mom this week.
Race Chaser Roundup. We're doing The Chop with Mommy Dearest this week. They're talking and gabbing about the film, the gossip, the BTSs. So check out Latrice Manila doing that. And if you want something listen to Delta and Raja discuss fetishes. You can listen to Delta and Raja discuss talk about fetishes, the holidays,
and
sucking on candy canes.
Very nice. Cane.
Texas.
Sloppy Seconds, Meatball and Dipper, talk with actor, comedian, and co-writer of the new lesbian Christmas movie, Happiest Season, Mary Holland. Very exciting.
Oh, work. Is that the Kristen Stewart one?
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know what else I love? The Mom Holiday Special! December 16th. Let It Snow, Ho. We're releasing the Mom Holiday Special episode, Extravaganza Holiday, featuring all the mom talent in both audio and visual formats. You can listen to the show right here on our podcast feed, or if you have Forever Dog Plus. The podcast will be available one day early, and on December 15th, you can enjoy it as a little holiday gift. And remember, everything on Forever Dog Plus is ad-free. Please.
That's right. And the video of the Mom Holiday Special will be available next week as well on the Forever Dog YouTube channel, December 16th. It was very fun to just get to chat with all the divas and dolls of the Mom Network. We love to see it.
Stoop Sisters.
Now, shall we sing the song, Willem?
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Let's get political. I wanna get political. Let's get
Gorge. So our first Let's Get Political thing to talk about is the newly elected district attorney. His name's George Gascon, and he's going to eliminate cash bail. Now, is this the guy that was running that wouldn't prosecute Eden and Jocelyn and Jocelyn's hate crime?
No.
Because I didn't find out who won that election, that thing, but I was like,
He is a local, that attorney is local, but George Gascon is for the whole LA County, like the Los Angeles DA.
Thank you. This is from CBS. The county's lead prosecutor announced sweeping changes Monday for the LA District Attorney's Office, including the elimination of cash bail for misdemeanor and some felony offenses. Newly sworn in, George Gascon announced Monday that county prosecutors will no longer seek cash bail for any misdemeanor or nonviolent, non-serious felony offenses. Cash bail systems means rich people who are arrested for a crime but can come up with bail money don't have to spend time in jail while their court proceedings take place. Low-income people who can't come up with bail have to wait in jail, and it's often months sitting in prison, sometimes for crimes they didn't even commit, just arrested for, or a super low-level misdemeanor.
Okay, so this is a good thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So does this mean that they're going to, like, put people in jail less for, like, lower-level crimes, which is probably good?
I don't know. I mean, if you get arrested for like snatching something from a store and you don't have $10,000 in your family or in your bank account, you have to wait in jail until your little court date comes up.
Which can be an astronomical amount of time.
And imagine being in jail and then getting into a fight, and that's another thing added to your sentence. Like, all of a sudden, you become part of the system. So the idea that people, for misdemeanor and nonviolent crimes, can go home and just wait for their court proceeding and don't have to wait in jail if they can't afford it.
They're eliminating the jailing period as well. As part of eliminating cash bail.
Yes, so long as the judge deems you as not a threat. It used to just be a money grab. It's a money
grab. Right, yeah.
And if you're rich, you get to commit a crime and then go home and wait until your court date.
Right. Well, good. That's fierce. That's a piece of good news. I like to hear that. We have some bullshit Florida Governor DeSantis news from CNN. Rebecca Jones, who was fired.
I voted for the guy that OD'd at that hotel party. He was my vote.
Oh my God.
DeSantis guy.
Rebecca Jones, who was fired after accusing Governor Ron DeSantis' administration of minimizing the pandemic and skewing state data, attracted national attention after her house was raided by armed state police on Monday morning. State authorities are investigating whether she accessed a government messaging system without authorization to send a message urging her former colleagues to speak out about coronavirus deaths. Jones has denied sending the message, but she told CNN she fears the computers and phone that state police seized from her Tallahassee home could expose her sources in the government to retaliation. So she was a whistleblower that the state and governor were minimizing COVID numbers in the state. She blew the whistle, and the governor basically sent police to her house to raid her, and they pulled guns on her and her children. The fuck?
Oh, wow. That's shitty.
Oh, and there's video of it, too, because she has, like, a home security system.
Girl, get that Nest cam. Florida, girl. That's fucked. Florida. And that guy who was partying in the hotel room, his name was Andrew Gillum. He's cute, too. He should have been governor.
Oh, wow.
If I were to ever blow a whistle on anything, it would be straight Pelican brief, out the country, change my hair, not going to be in the same state where I just blew that whistle. Kids, right. Go stay with my mom.
Yes, but it also shouldn't have to be that way.
But
I mean, if something bad is going on, you shouldn't have to leave the state and leave your house for fear of having your house raided. I mean, that's really, really scary. And it's like, it sort of speaks to how like kind of dirty and filthy politics can be. And especially like in the current climate.
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't, but I mean, it does. Right.
Right. Ugh. We stand by Rebecca Jones and we think this is some DeSantis bullshit.
DeSantis.
You know what's not bullshit is our rainbow spotlight.
Ooh, we gonna boogie on down?
All the way down.
Honey. All the way down.
All the way down.
This
is a song by the name of All the Way Down by Money.
Money.
Give it
Go
a listen.
Get that money. Go listen. Mm. It's on YouTube. And we linked it.
You got
it.
Some money for me.
You want some cherry pie?
Lighting matches, holding flames to my eyes. Illuminating all the pain in my mind, 'cause I never bothered to ignore it. I never bothered to implore it.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag,
drag
for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Figure out new ways to cut all the ties. Then I sit alone at night still wondering why I never bothered to adore him. I never tried to reassure.
I see the gemstones glistening, though. I see the gemstones.
Oh, you like my gemstones?
I do, yes.
Your precious metals are also...
they're semi-precious.
Semi-precious.
Let's be honest. This is the segment where we go spelunking deep inside the DMs.
We're supposed to be nail salon in here.
I love the smell of nail salons.
Me too.
Sort of chemical-y.
That's so weird. And perms? Oh my God. Any day. This comes from CBE. He says, hello, Alaska Willem and Dipper.
Wait, before I forget, it's my mom's birthday today. Not when this comes out, it won't be, but the day that we're recording this, it's my mom's birthday. So
happy birthday, Pam.
Happy birthday, Pamela. We love you so much. I love you, mommy. Okay.
So, follow-up question for you from the last couple episodes of Hot Goss. What's wrong with Nicole Kidman's wig in The Undoing? It didn't even register to me that it was a wig until Alaska mentioned it on the pod. I don't wear wigs. I'm naturally a platinum brunette. Oh, so maybe I don't understand what I should be looking for. It is because her hair looks so good that it's not believable that any human would have hair like that. Or is it just a bad wig? I'm so confused. Willem said she wouldn't watch a wig she didn't respect. I don't get it. It looks like nice hair to me. I remember you both didn't like Nicole Kidman's wig and Big Little Lies either. So is this a running joke? Her wigs are. I feel like I'm missing something. Any clarifications would be greatly appreciated. Sincerely confused, but entertained.
What do you think?
Okay. Nicole Kidman's hair is curly, strawberry, blondish, frizzle frazzle, without product, or Days of Thunder, like gorgeous, glorious. It's not what it is in The Undoing. That's how we know it is a wig. And when she does wear her hair, it's like straightened out, like gorgeous, usually like blondish, reddish, lightish. The Undoing hair is like a dark auburn. It's a wig. Also, it's better than her Big Little Lies wig, because that was a lie. That was the biggest lie of all, the whole damn show. Because the center didn't have a part where it looked like a scalp. It just had a closure, and it was all hair. It did not look like a good wig. This wig in The Undoing is great, but I hate center part hair. Usually makes her look mannish.
Okay. Well, I agree with Confused But Entertained, the person who wrote this letter. I agree that it's also unrealistic hair. Like, no human being would have hair that sort of constantly voluminous, except with the exception being Willem.
Your co-host.
And I don't know if this is, like, you know, clocking somebody's tea, but anytime you see Nicole Kidman on screen or on a red carpet or pretty much anywhere, she is wearing a wig because that's how she's done it for years. And she's also, like, really secretive about it. There's like a clip of her doing an interview and someone asked her about the wig she was wearing in the project. And she literally, like, closed the Zoom call. She was like, that's a dumb question. And she, like, left. So she doesn't talk about it, but it is a wig. And I think we just, like, we are wig wearers. And yeah. So we clock and talk, which is really should be the name of this podcast. Clock and talk.
I love that.
The next message comes from Gabs. Hey, Willaskatintra. I love that. As a gay person, I've always been sort of against the idea of marriage. It's just not for me. I'm not a fan of religion, and I don't need a certificate to prove my love. However, my partner of nearly 3 years really wants to get married one day, and I'm considering it as I'd do anything for her. What are your thoughts on marriage? Willem, you've been married, right? Alaska, would you get married for the right person? Would y'all ever consider raising kids with someone? You're in need of help, friend of the pod, Gabs. What do you think, Willem?
It's kind of like a general question that I can't answer for her. I mean, if she doesn't want to get married, she shouldn't get married. But there's nothing wrong with giving someone hope and just saying the right thing to someone and saying, you know what, I will consider it in the future. And that just leaves the door wide open, and you've left yourself open for, like, possible change, but it doesn't say that you're pretty much decided you don't want to do it too. So some semantics.
Yeah.
And I am married, and that's why I know how to use semantics. But but I haven't been with him for like
semantics
5 years.
Jones.
Yeah. Semantics Jones PR. That would be a
honey,
great PR.
Honey, it's fabulous. Yeah, and I think maybe there's a compromise because I don't particularly want the government involved in anything that I do, really. But I'm open to, like, having a huge commitment ceremony and a huge party and inviting all your friends and family and wearing a fabulous outfit. Like, that all appeals to me. So maybe you could find some sort of, you know, some sort of middle ground and still have all the exciting stuff of marriage without actually, like, having the drudgery of fucking legal documents and things like that.
This is from Karen. Dear Alaska, Willem, and Big Dipper. My name is Karen. I know, not a great name to have in 2020. I'm from Mexico City, and I currently am positive with COVID-19. I've been isolated in my room for almost a week now, and I've used this time for very important things, such as rewatching every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning. This is the beginning! After dedicating all of my free time to this amazing show, there was one question that came to mind. When two queens are lip-syncing for their lives, we hear both of them saying things like, I am giving all I have in this lip-sync because I am not ready to go home. My question is, when do they record these interviews? Is it when the queen has already been eliminated? And if that is the case, isn't it awkward having to say all that when you already know that you are going home? Mm-hmm. Thank you for being the ray of sunshine we all need in these hard times. Love you all, Karen. I just thought of this, actually, because Detox's final interview has two different looks, and I feel like she came back the next day to get more, or they must have had to do wrap-up or catch-up with her, because you know how sometimes they get behind an interview, mm-hmm. and then, like, on the day off, you have to go in and do a bunch of them? Because how it works is all the little talking head stuff about the episodes are usually done at night after you're done shooting, or evening, mm-hmm. before you go home and sleep, and sometimes they don't have time to do it because turnaround, and they need to give people a certain amount of numbers to be off before they are there the next day. So mm-hmm. legally, they can't keep people working now that they're union. But sometimes they get behind, and then you have to come in once you've been eliminated, or like on an off day and do a bunch of interviews. But yes, it's all done after, and it is like, well, what were you feeling? And then they have to make sure you say it in like the future tense, and I am not going home, blah, 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 like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's truly a testament to the queens who are on the show and their level of professionalism, because it can't be easy to know the outcome and know that you got sent home and then sit down in the chair and give them what they need to make the show a compelling, you know, piece of television. So kudos to all the divas and all the dolls who have ever walked the walk and been on the race. Mm-hmm. And because that's part of the job. You're making a TV show. Yeah. So yeah, you do have to kind of sit there and lie sometimes.
All the time.
I am not going home.
And at the beginning of the season now, what they do is they make all the girls give like reaction shots or like look disgusted, look happy, roll your eyes. They make you do all that in the chair so they can use it anywhere they want. And that's manipulation that's television. They get you to say phrases that they can splice in, like she's terrible or like stuff like that. I remember doing it and thinking like, why the fuck are we doing this? Like, there's enough drama with drag queens that they don't have to manufacture it.
You know what it is. Why don't we
take the checks? We show them what they want to see.
You know what you are, darling. Okay, from Kurt. Dear WABD, wet ass bussy drick, Willem, Alaska, big dripper. Wow, that's nice. RuPaul likes to remind all the queens to pay their taxes when they win big or go big on Drag Race. That's definitely great advice. But I wonder if anyone discusses saving for retirement or investing their extra coins. I'm sure everyone in the Mom Network is very well compensated, and the dividends alone must be enough to live off of for life. If you'd be so kind, could you please share your investing wisdom? Could you please share your bank statements? No, I'm just kidding. Could you please share your investing wisdom to the children so we can start them early and have a safety net for a golden shower parachute for the future. I attach photos of my all-natural bear drick and balls. Thank you, Kurt. P.S. I clocked Willem in boy drag on 125th Street 2 years ago, and we locked eyes. Willem remembered me as the bear with the scruff shirt when I asked him at New York Drag Con last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bear with the Willem bear shirt on.
Yeah, I saw him up in Harlem, I remember. I was going into my friend's house. What did he ask? Oh, girl, I don't talk finance unless you're fucking or feeding me. But you should talk to Daddy Don, because Daddy Don is the one that got me together. Get an accountant who's like a former IML leather man and who's got good stories and you can trust. I like him because he's in the community and he genuinely likes helping us, and like he's astounded at what he's seen drag queens do in the past few years. He's like, you know, it's a whole new thing for him, and I like him. It's great.
Yes, Daddy Don has truly been a lifesaver for a lot of the divas and the dolls who've been through the Drag Race system. You know, it's nice to have someone who cares about what he does. Like, he loves to do it and is passionate about it. And so he's been really, really helpful and amazing.
He's cute. I know him.
Do you want to discuss the photos?
The drickage? For mm-hmm. sure. Well, it's Christmas and it's pointing north. That's for sure.
The North Pole.
But also the southwest shot is pretty great too, and I'm not talking the flight. It's pointing southwest. Two nipples, swirls of hair. You could write your name in it. Balls kissing the carpet, just kissing.
That's a nice belly, don't you think?
I'm not mad at it. The dick sticks out further than the belly. I'm happy.
What's your name, Kurt? I like Kurt's belly. I think it looks really, really good.
Yeah, he's sexy.
Also, his beard is prodigious. And I see white carpet, which, oh, God bless you for having white carpet and taking nudes on white carpet. I mean, my God. And I see in the other picture, it's like a cobalt gray sort of sheet. And then is that tinfoil in the corner?
Ooh, moving on. Oh, and he's got some white stuff all over his chest in the next picture.
Honey, I know you've been on the business end of a piece of tinfoil yourself, so... I just can't.
When I used to braid my hair when I was little and I couldn't have ponytails, I would like put aluminum foil on the end to keep the braid together.
Oh, that's so cute.
Super gay.
And I love this Willem tank top that Kurt is wearing. Is that still available somewhere?
Yeah, so all the merchandises are available at willembelli.com. Please feel free to get a gander. And also alaskathunderfuck.com. Right?
That's right. Is that your website? That is my website, yes.
Mm-hmm. I would love to remind everybody that we have a gig coming up and we'd love to see you all there. The gigs have been few and far between this year, and this is one last one to raise a bunch of money for a bunch of good causes. We're playing Charades for a live stream Monday, December 21st, and you can get your tickets. It's only $10, and it's all for a good cause. It would be amazing to see you there. It's always a good fucking time. Lots of hand waving.
And we have a really amazing cast of divas lined up. Heidi and Closet, Jackie Beat, winner of season one of Canada's Drag Race, Priyanka, Jiggly Caliente. All these divas are getting together with us on Zoom. And we're playing charades, honey. So there will be hand waving. Make sure you have a nail on because it's a lot of hands. It's all hands.
I'm putting on a toenail.
Okay, good. And we're raising money. Every single dollar that we raise is going to support fairfight.com, who's working to make everybody register to vote in Georgia right now, and the Transgender Law Center, who is also doing some amazing work.
You can get your tickets at racechasertickets.com, and, you know, just watch it with your friends. Just watch it. It'll be great. You'll love it. You will not regret it at all.
Oh, at all. And we thank you so very much for joining us for Hot Goss. You can be part of the show too. If you want to send us a question, send it on over to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
You could send your part into racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Body parts, body parts. Why are you sitting on white carpet?
We have bonus video content available at patreon.com, justiceforkaleidoscope.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch all the videos you want. For a dollar.
That's right.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
And we'll keep releasing some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free on YouTube.
Here and
there. So you might see a few little videos popping up here and there over the next few months. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit that little bell icon so you can get full bell. Hit the bell icon so you can get notifications. And let's get Willem to 1 million subscribers, honey.
Yes, please. And follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod. And the link on
Race
Chaser.
You know what you should do? You know what you should
bell
do?
Bell icon.
When you get the plaque that YouTube sends you, the big gold plaque for 1 million subscribers, you should jizz on it like Milk did. Like, don't show anything, but just the jizz.
I love that. That would be a great idea.
Okay, great.
It'll give my comforter a break.
I'm a content creator.
The link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources. places to donate in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
That's right. And wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy. And we will be back next week with more piping,
steaming, scalding,
boiling. Ah, goss. Sa, 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 wa, 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 wa.
That's Hot Goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.